This meeting of the House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, and the time is 9:04 in the Betty Davis Committee Room in the Alaska State Capitol in Juneau. Members present or on teams are Pro Tem Representative Harriet Drummond, Representative Blair Hopkins, Representative Mike Grant on teams, Representative Mike Prox, and Representative Ron Young. Myself, Co-Chair, and Representative Andy Story. We have a forum to conduct business. I'd like to recognize our remote recording secretary, Lori Rowland, and LA moderator, Jesse Riker. Thank you both. But before we begin, please silence your phones and, if online, mute your microphones unless you are speaking. This morning, we will continue hearing House Bill 413, Facilities Constituting the School, brought forth by the Department of Education and Early Development. This bill was last heard on Wednesday, April 6th, when the bill was first presented. The committee heard invited testimony at that time. Since that hearing, we have received more information from the Alaska Association of School Business Officials, known as ALASBO. In response to questions, which has been distributed to your offices by David Means, who offered the response in the room and available for further questions. Thank you for being here, Mr. Means. Our co-chair, Kevin, and I requested additional information from the department so the committee could further understand the possible implications of this bill. The department provided a chart detailing the following information about the Caribbean School District, which was also distributed to your offices yesterday afternoon. It gave you a multi-year look back for funding, given the number of students in the Hoover K-12 school for 2 years prior to the opening of the charter school within its facility, students running for each school, and the number of students in each school since the opening of the charter school. For the school's size factor picked in fact of the K-12 neighborhood school to lose funding. We also have online acting director, commissioner of Dean, Heidi Tessner, and Ellen Blackwell, Dean's school finance manager. They can, I would like to have them put themselves on record and begin by helping us understand the additional information that you provided. So, welcome. I see that they are both online. I don't know who would like to begin first. And also, we have both superintendents online, Eugene Stone from Lower Pittsburgh School District and Andrew Leonard from Lower Pittsburgh School District also. I have Lower Pittsburgh on both of these, but someone may get a good correction. And feel free to jump in, Superintendent Stone or Superintendent Leavitt, if I've given the wrong school name that you're associated with.
Before the charter school opens. So at the back of the room, what they see in the underneath the two designated columns, we show what the two facilities are generating together. So if you take FY21 and Hooper Bay School, that's generating $7.2 million, and then FY21, the Charter School, is generating $879,000. It was getting with a total funding of $8.1 million, roughly. And the same calculation is done for FY22. It gave them a roughly a calculation of $8.4 million for FY22. And if you compare back to FY2018 and FY20, the total basic need, it's still going less than, especially FY22, compared to FY20. They're seeing about $800,000 or so in funding. But these only represent the actual years and actual, we did not, we're not listing any projected numbers for FY23 or FY23.
Thank you for that, Mr. Bradwell. Questions from committee members?
Thank you for the story. I understand from the perspective of the school district, there not being a need in using the word generating effective care, but not the word that I spell. From maintaining this being passed, the school funding formula makes sense to the legislature. And now it doesn't make sense for Quebec. So, I guess two questions. Trying to look forward, are we making, if you will, a permanent fix, or are we trying, is this so unique that we don't have to look at the basic formula? That's the question, wasn't it? It was a change, it was made within the formula, if you will, not the fault of the legislature, not the fault of anybody, so they just decided to open up a charter school, which I think is a good idea. But when the legislature is obligated to fund something, it generates it in the perspective. And what would be the effect of this going forward for the school funding in the whole state?
Yes, this is Owen Blackwell, through the chair, Representative Brooks. This is going to be a fairly unique situation, if not likely. I don't believe that this is a situation that was often overlooked by the legislature. It was a situation that I think was unforeseen, and that the community with a single K-12 facility
school district wants to develop, that the state is obligated to fund whatever funding else wants to develop local communities within the state. And at some point, there is a limit to the amount of funds available. And this is just where they want it to be real strict about it. From the state's perspective, the people aren't really honest and screwed up to the next one. It's great that everybody wants to open up another school, but that increases the per student funding cost for that district. And that takes away the money that allows people from other districts. And this is just another and really small part of the problem that the legislature apparently is expected to fund what somebody else is requesting, but people really don't have control over the funding. And I'm concerned about that basic problem. Expectation. I'm not sure that's a realistic expectation now that the funding source oil is considerably lower than it was 10, 15 years ago.
I think you must have for perhaps before we get a response from Mr. Blackwell, it's my understanding, and Mr. Blackwell can correct me if I'm wrong, that the district.
Facility, and I'm assuming that is correct, Mr. Blackwell.
I would say, I'm going to just want to know a little bit more about Hope and Faith School. And I do, I was very curious, Mr. Blackwell, it says that under the economic makeup of the school, I can't remember exactly what it's called, it says it's at 99% below economic social indicators. And I remember that it says it's medium poverty, and I don't understand how it could be at 99% below economic and maintain medium poverty.
This is a Blackwell share story, right? I've got the debate, and I don't have an explanation for it. Maybe the school district might.
Well, yes, Superintendent Snow, do you have the, do you know how that really is given?
Yeah.
Just a reminder, when we turn on Tuesday, April 19th at 5 p.m., please have your mobile staff if you're ready for the panel. As education committee will next convene on Friday, April 15th, we'll take up those previously heard. Seeing no further business before the committee.